right, here we are. It is Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Chowning. The Eagles at Mountain Grove taking on the Panthers. Mountain Grove 6-7 on the year. Liberty 7-5. Starting for the Panthers, Brody Emery, Cale Gardner, Aiden Estep, Eli Golden, and Sam Peterson. Starting for the Liberty Eagles, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Brayden May, and Drayton Wells. SBA play on a Friday night on the Fox 96.9. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. Moments ago, it was the Liberty JV getting the win, 49-39. JV, they're quietly, Tyler, kind of put together a pretty good season.
Yeah, they are. I don't know exactly what the record is. We were looking, trying to find a record earlier and couldn't, but I would say they are on the winning side of the competition that they played this year.
Well, the last game played by Mountain Grove, they fell to Licking, 74-72, I believe, was that final score. Liberty's last game, I don't even really want to talk about it, but it was at Hartville, and it didn't turn out very well, 55-24. Liberty wins the toss. Alex Toon will start the offense, and it looks like Mountain Grove, they're going to play a man-to-man. Mays in the corner, used dribble, dribbles it once, picks it up, flips it out to Parker. Parker goes inside to Wells, and Wells catches, and he's fouled. And that is going to be against Sam Peterson. Liberty basketball, they're going to inbound on the baseline. Alex Toon tosses out to Mays. Mays gets to Reese. Reese brings it to Alex Toon. At the corner, right by the Panther bench, in the corner to Reese. Reese now uses the dribble, takes it to the middle of the field, and gets hit with the wall.
Yeah, I think he kind of got a little off balance going across, maybe got bumped a little, and kind of tried to adjust his feet and got called for the walk there.
Well, I kind of seen he took it in, nobody moved to the opening. So that kind of threw him off. Shot put up by Grove. No good. Rebound, Parker Toon, and not paying attention. Has it knocked away, but it's picked up by Alex Toon. Parker puts a three up. It's a loose ball, and it'll be gathered up by Brayden Mays. Reverses it, brings it off to Reese. Reese to Parker Toon. Parker Toon feeds it to Wells. Wells with the turnaround. Good. Beat that big boy.
That's right.
Bringing it down the floor for the Panthers, Aiden Estep. Estep will start with Golden. Golden tossed it down on the baseline, picked up by Emery. Emery off to Gardner. Gets passed across. It's caught by Estep. Now they get it inside to Peterson. Peterson is going to be fouled.
Oh, goodness.
That's going to be on Drayton Wells. It was on the floor, not on the shot. So Panther basketball, a step will inbound, brings it to Golden. To get it to Peterson, Peterson brings it back outside, picked up by Gardner. Zips it now baseline, tosses it right back to the corner. High post, top of the key for three, hits the rim, no good, and a walk. Liberty basketball. 6:20 on the clock here in the first, 2-0 Liberty. Gavin Reese on the sideline tosses it in to Alex Toon. Alex will be met out top by Estep, high post to Reese, feeds it to Parker. Parker scoop shot, good. That was a nice. Oh, Alex Toon almost got a takeaway, but that was a nice little move right there. Nice little set. And it all started with Gavin kind of catching that high post and the give and go
You had a pick and roll like the – he didn't have Alex on the first cut, but Parker came and rolled right around and got a good look.
Panthers with the basketball on the baseline at their end of the floor. Skip pass across to Peterson. He'll catch it up over his head, brings it into the corner right below him to Emery. Emery gives it right back to Golden. Here's a drive. Shot goes up and in. and Cale Gardner ties it up 2-2. 5:30 to go in the first. Alex Toon. High post again. Backdoor cut. Parker goes up. Can't get it to go. Mays fights for the rebound. No good. And Peterson will pull it down. Peterson gives it off to Emery. Emery will find Gardner. Back to Emery in the corner to Peterson. Drives. Here's a kick out. Fake shot. Drive. Pull up. Hoppers. Good for Emery. Panthers by two. Or we're tied 4-4. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first. Liberty sets a double screen out high. Peeling off. Here's a double team on Alex. They'll get it to Gavin. Brayden Mays for three. Hey, hey, it's good. Net is, there it is. 7-4, Liberty. Panthers will bring it down the floor. Aiden is step quarterback for the Panthers as well. Golden in the corner to Peterson. Skip pass across to Gardner. Drive now, kick out in the corner. Peterson for three. Hits the rim, no good. Mays gets another rebound. What is that, three now for Mays?
Yep.
Gavin Reese brings it down the floor. Starts it to the right side with Alex Toon. Alex Toon will hand it back off to Reese. Reese reverses it right back to Alex. Liberty running five out. Wells comes out now. He'll work down into the post. Gets to the low Brock. And Alex with the drive. He's going to be fouled. It's team foul number two. And that's going to be on Brody Emery. That's his first team foul number two. 7-4 is your score on this Friday night SCA basketball. Parker Toon catches. Right wing. Flips it over. Alex Toon for three. Rims out. No good. Rebound taken by Peterson. He's doing a good job on the board. There's a takeaway by Alex Toon. Alex Toon's going to be fouled. Well, he got
hit hard
beside the head. And it's going to be Aiden Estep. That's his first Liberty basketball.
Been a pretty clean game up to this point as far as turnovers.
Yeah. 3.5 minutes to go. In the corner, Mays for three more. That hits the rim. No good. Reese gets a nice offensive board. They feed it inside to Wells. Wells kicks it out to Mays. Mays brings it right back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon out top to Parker. Parker's going to use the drive. Goes up off the glass and in. Two more. Panther's going to push it down the floor. Throws a three up, and it's no good. Wells with the rebound. Outlet, Parker Toon. Two on one. Parker goes up high off the glass and in for two. Or Alex, that is. And timeout, Mountain Grove. 2:55 to go. 11-4. Panthers will take 30 seconds. Come right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Company NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
And welcome back. Checking in, Destin Unger for Mountain Grove. He'll be the trigger man for the Panthers. He sports the number 3 on his chest. Aiden Estep will run point. Estep works it to the left side, now kicks it inside to Peterson. Peterson shot, and there's a foul. Looked pretty clean, but the official says no. So Drayton Wells picks up number two. So, who's going to loosen up on the bench? To the line, shooting two, Sam Peterson. First one's good. And that's going to get Landon Hines into the ball game. So Drayton got 2 points, two fouls, 2:42 to go in the first. Second free throw is good. Peterson makes them both. And it's an 11-6 ball game. Panthers now going to extend their defense length of the floor. Reese with the basketball. Oh, as it tips, it's a loose ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. On that, again, I don't wait for the defense.
Yeah.
You know, attack it.
Attack it and make them have to adjust.
Right. Alex Toon. Gavin Reese. He's at the right wing. He puts it on the floor. Gets it to Toon. Toon finds Parker Toon for three. That goes up no good. The loose ball, and it's going to be picked up by Unger. Panthers push it down the floor. They get it to the wing. Now out top on the baseline. Peterson inside to Unger. He's going to be fouled by Parker Toon. Parker was out of position.
As Landon.
Was it Landon?
Yep.
Oh, yep, you're right. You're correct. Yep, Landon was out of position. So at the line, Destin Unger shooting two. First one's no good. Destin will get another. 11-6. Liberty, 2:04 to go. Second one is no good. Gavin Reese pulls it down, gets it to Parker Toon. Parker brings it back to Gavin. Off to Alex Toon. Alex finds Gavin Reese. At the volleyball line, Alex Toon backs up. Reverses it to Reese. Reese going to put it on the floor. There's a dish off underneath. Liberty turns it over. Panthers now take it the other direction. All the way down to the corner. Skips it out to Golden. Golden inside to Peterson. Peterson for two. He's got four. And it is an 11-8 ball game now. Zips it down the floor. Hines. Hines feeds it to Parker. Parker kicks it off to Alex. Alex for three. Good. Liberty. Panthers. Turn it over. Hines comes up with the ball. Parker Toon will bring it down the floor. Looks to drive in. Kicks it out. Reese for three. That's good. 40 seconds to go. 17-8 Liberty. Panthers with the basketball. Bounce pass to Golden. Golden fields it right back off to Gardner. Gardner guarded by Hines. Kicks it down onto the baseline. A block shot picked up by Unger. Unger throws it back out top. Here's a three. That goes up and it's in. K.O. Gardner. He's got 5 points. 17-11. 9 seconds to go. Gavin Reese with 5 seconds. Parker Toon, a deep three. Hits the rim. No good. Pass down the floor and a collision with that is Gardner and Gavin Reese, but
no call.
No call. And after one, 11-17, Liberty. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Parts City. Save money on your next oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Parts City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Visit your Parts City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan.
Townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 17-11 after one. Liberty with the lead. Mount Grove will have the basketball to start the second. Destin Unger. Hey. Well, inbound. Out top, Cale Gardner. Gardner hands it off to Emery. Emery will work it over to his step. Back to Gardner. Gardner feeds it inside, and that's a...
going to be Landon Hines. That's going to be his second.
Yep. For a second, I thought Randy was going to call a walk, but I mean, it was both there.
There was.
Team foul number one. That's two on Landon Hines. Panthers with the basketball on their own baseline, tossing it in. Double team. Liberty. Leaner goes up. Nice. Tough move by Cale Gardner. 17-13 Liberty. Alex Toon. Gavin Reese. I'll just hand it back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon picked up by Cale Gardner. Makes a spin move. One hand floater goes up no good. And it's going to be picked up by Peterson. Peterson bounce pass underneath. It's a loose basketball. And Parker Toon comes up with it. Turnover by the Panthers. Parker Toon turns it over. Panthers. Misses the dunk. And, yep, that's how you get out of a ball game.
Yeah, Gardner tried to dunk it.
And didn't.
No.
Alex Toon, high post. Oh, nice backdoor cut. High off the glass, no good. Picked up by Emery. 17-13, Liberty. Panthers with the basketball. In the corner, here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound, inside shot, up and in. Two more for Emery.
Mountain Grove just beating us on the glass right now.
Beating us down the floor, too.
Liberty, I mean, we've been off, like, you know, we talked about it. We've been off 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the rust is just got to get knocked off here and get back in the swing of things.
Reese, Landon Hines, back to Reese. Parker Toon spins at the baseline, goes up, no good. He's fouled, he'll shoot two. And the foul will be on
22. Sam Peterson.
It's going to be his second. Parker Toon at the line. First one is up and it's good.
Got Wells checking back in for Mays.
If the Panthers go right after him, J.P. Dickey comes in for Mountain Grove. Also, Brady Anderson checks in. Second one by Parker Toon is good. 19-15, Liberty. Panthers, they get it back inside to the wing, off to the baseline. Back inside, back outside now. Pass across, caught at the wing. Emery will feed it into his step. His step with the jumper. That goes up no good. Reese with the rebound gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon with the fadeaway. Don't he travel. Turnover number four for Liberty. Panther basketball. 19-15 is your score, Liberty. Aiden is step. Golden. Gets it across to Emery. Feeds it inside. Panthers turn it over. their fifth Reese to Parker tune. Parker tune now. He's going to direct some traffic. Liberty will reset now with Alex tune out top. Reese comes out beside him. Reese will get the handoff from Alex. Tosses into the corner to Hines. Hines has it knocked away, and it's Liberty basketball. Reese tosses it into the backcourt to Alex Toon. Hands it off to Parker. Parker again, front of the rim, up, no good. He's fouled. He'll shoot two.
Parker's hard to handle. He's got a really quick first step,
yeah.
And he gets people off balance, and then they're on his hip the whole way into the lane. So, and it's either you either let him go, or you try to do something, and you put him on the free throw line.
But and he goes left.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, what were you taught? Make him go left. He'll go. It's almost like he wants to go left.
Oh, yeah. He's left-handed.
Oh, that's right. That is right. Duly noted. Right there. Yeah, that's right. I'm like, wow, he goes left really good. That's right. He's southpaw. Here's Panthers underneath. Loose ball out of bounds. Last touched by Braden Mays. Yeah.
He goes left really well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is left-handed. Panthers on the baseline. And a foul. That's going to be on Alex Toon. His first. Panther basketball. Team foul number two for Liberty. 21-15, Eagles. He steps. Toss it in. Oh, boy, you can't let that happen. Easy bucket.
It was a high pick and roll there, and he rolled straight to the block, and he was wide open.
21-17 as we sneak up on the halfway mark here in the second. High post. Oh, Holden's into the ball game. Deep three for Alex Toon. That's up, no good. Rebound taken by Anderson. Panthers at the other end. They'll start it with Gardner. Gardner will skip it across to Golden or Anderson. Reverse layup, good by Aiden Estep.
2-point ball game.
21-19, 3:35 to go in the half. SCA play on a Friday night, Liberty at Mountain Grove. Eagles with the lead in the basketball. Alex Toon gets it to Holden. Parker catches in the corner, brings it back out top to Holden. Off to Alex Toon. Bounces inside to Wells. Wells, the one-hander, good. 23-19. Panthers in the corner. Now they'll work it to the low block. Toss it back out top, back to the low block. Eight-footer goes off the rim, no good. Panthers with the rebound. The putback won't fall. Another rebound for the Panthers. Panthers will reset. Pass across. Here's a three from the wing. Off the rim, no good. And Hines gets a rebound, but it's stripped away from him. Panthers keep it alive. Good ball movement by Mountain Grove. A three put up, no good. Rebound, Holden. Holden to Alex Toon. Landon Hines for three. That's a brick. Picked up by the Panthers. Long pass down the floor. They throw it away. Hines comes out. Reese comes back in.
This will be the opening SCA game for both teams.
Yeah.
I was just looking there. Ava did beat Grove in the blue and gold, but was not the conference game.
Parker Toon catches at the wing, gets a screen by Holden, rolls it over to Alex Toon on the opposite side. Alex gives it back to Parker. Parker thought about a three. He'll get it to Holden. Holden gives it right back. Folks, now back to Parker Tune. Parker shot fake goes up and in 2-4. He's just kind of carving up the Panther defense right now. Ten points for Parker Tune here in the first half. So back in, Eli Golden. Golden will get it to Anderson. Anderson right back to Golden. Unger. Here's a drive. Finger roll up, no good. It's a loose ball, and Parker Tune comes up with it. Parker gets it to Gavin Reese. Reese gets it back to Parker. Parker looks for a lane. Nothing there. Gets it to Reese. Reese feeds it over to Alex. 1:18 to go. 25-19 Liberty. Alex Tune to Parker Tune. Parker feeds it to Alex. A deep three. Boom. Now we got another official timeout here. That's a couple times. The officials go to the score table. I'm not sure what.
I know the first time Parker Tune hit the ball after it went through.
And it was a warning.
And it was a warning. So I don't know what the second one was.
28-19, Liberty, under a minute to go. Panthers with the basketball in the corner. Baseline drive up and in. Dale Gardner. He's got 9 points for the Panthers. 28-21. 42 seconds to go in the half. Gavin Reese works behind the volleyball line. Reese. Good defense. Now he hands it off to Parker. Parker flips it over to Alex. Alex Tune looks for the drive. Gets to Holden. Holden out top to Reese for three. Hits the rim. No good. Reese gets his own rebound. Now he jumps on it. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow Liberty with 9 seconds to go in the half. 28-21. Liberty. Checking back in is Aiden Estep. He comes in for Brady Anderson. Alex Tune will inbound on the baseline. And now coming in for Liberty. That's a smart move by Coach Harrell. Brian Thompson comes in for Wells.
Got to make sure.
Oh, nice. Easy feed. Gavin Reese with an easy bucket. 30-21, Liberty. Floater at the buzzer. Good for Cale Gardner. And the Panthers answer right back. So at the half, it's 30-23, Liberty with the lead. And, well, pretty good half, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Again, you know, Liberty hadn't played in a couple weeks. A little rust there. I mean, the sniffles and the flu bug and all that going through and just trying to get back into the flow and the rhythm, you know, of competition.
Yep. Yeah, it takes, I mean, if you take some time off, it can take some time to get back, you know, get back in the swing of things, to kind of get back into game shape.
Yeah, because there is a difference. You know, I mean, you can practice and you can do all that, but the physicality, the emotions of competition. It's like, okay, you know, we're keeping score.
Yeah.
You know, this is it's just a different vibe, isn't it?
It is. It sure is.
So going through the scoring here in the first half, Brody Emery's got 4, Cale Gardner 11. He's leading all scorers in the half. Aiden Estep with 2. Sam Peterson has 4. And J.P. Dickey with 2 points.
Mount Grove scored 11 in the first, 12 in the second. For Liberty, Parker Toon has 10. Alex Toon with 8. Gavin Reese has 5. Brent Mays with 3. Peyton Wells with 4. Liberty scored 17 in the first, 13 in the second. Turnovers, and I may have missed one or two. Mount Grove with 6. Liberty with 4.
Yeah, I had them both at 6. Had them both at 6. Liberty is 4-12 from behind the 3-line in the first half. Grove is 1-6. So, I mean, that the 3-ball is the ultimate equalizer in the game of basketball. And, you know, it's like what we were talking about earlier. You know, we've done a couple girls' games. And, you know, that the 3-ball is so important. I mean,
whoever makes the most, what team has the most threes usually 90% of the time wins.
Yeah, and, you know, if they're not falling that night and you continue to shoot them, it's tough to combat that because the rebounding gets so askew just for the rebounds are hard, so they're longer, so you don't get as many offensive attempts.
You know, I was talking with a guy, a coach, former coach, and about rebounding, you know, I was like, man, it's so different now. You know, kids don't rebound and they don't box out. Da, da, da. He goes, whoa. He goes, no, it's not taught like that anymore because of the 3-ball. You know, back in the day, the short jump shots, yeah, your rebounds was right around the goal.
You're right.
Most of them was right there around the goal. Now, I mean, how many times have we seen a rebound at the bottom of the volleyball line? You know,
right.
I mean, so it's so different. And so many offenses are now, you know, dribble drive or a 3. You know, the 5 out, the 4 out. It's find a lane to drive for a layup or shoot a wide open 3. And there's not a lot of teams. There are teams, Hartville, you know, Norwoods, Thayers, and other teams will run half-court offenses where they will, you know, get a shot that's much closer to the rim. But
yeah,
most teams now, it's drive, shoot a layup, or shoot a 3.
That's right.
And so if you're playing for a rebound, well, you're going to be in the way on a dribble drive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're playing the 5, there's nobody around the rim.
No. And a lot of those shots, like when you play a 5 out, a lot of the shots, when they come off the rim, they're hitting at the free throw line.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they're being rebounded at. It's not a block-to-block game anymore on the rebound.
Well, and former coach I was talking with, Terry Ewing, and you know, a lot of it is rebounding now is anticipation. You know, okay, here's the 3. That's why it's so important for the communication on the floor. You know, I mean, I know a shooter thinks every shot's going in, but if that shot that's just off to the right just a little bit, you know, you got to anticipate that and try to get to the spot where the rebound's going to go. And so it's so different, you know.
It is
now.
It is.
So we've got a 7-point ball game. Liberty with the lead 30-23. Again, the Liberty JV got the win 49-39. Earlier last night, the Lady Eagles got the win 57-22. And then Monday night, the Lady Eagles also got a win in conference play over the Willow Lady Bears 43-39. That was a heck of a ball game.
It was a good one.
And then the game before that, the Lady Eagles was right here on this floor and picked up their biggest win of the year.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They knocked off the, at that time, undefeated Lady Panthers of Mountain Grove, 51-49. So that should pretty much get you up to date on everything. There's a lot of NCAA games going on right now. And so if I don't have any scores, Willow, that's the game Willow tonight.
Yeah.
You know, so we may get an update.
Yeah,
on that.
The Norwood Hartville game's going
oh,
on just
man.
Up the road from us right now.
I guarantee you, that right there is a bare knuckle fight.
Yes. It's at Norwood.
It's at Norwood. You know, Hartville's kind of owned that conference for a while, but, you know.
There may be a new sheriff in town this
I'm
year.
I'm telling you, you know, Norwood is pretty doggone salty. Now, Liberty played Norwood a lot closer. Different circumstances, different stage. You know, you had momentum. You had confidence.
Neutral floor.
Liberty went to Hartville and just got embarrassed.
Yeah, that was not a good game for the Liberty Eagles at Hartville.
No. And, you know, Hartville lost two in a row in the blue and gold. And there was some adjustments made by Coach Reed, I'm sure.
Yeah, home opener. It was their home opener. So, yeah, we were going to get the best Hartville Eagles that night. That's for sure.
30-23 where we're at. We're coming back in 3 minutes. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast sales right to your door. Call 257-0504.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Oh, I got you on their end.
All right, welcome back. 30-23 is the score at the half as we get ready to start the second half. Panthers will have the basketball. Both teams come out with their starting five. Game of adjustment. Panthers will adjust. Liberty as well. Liberty's got Braden Mays out top now. Inside, shot off the glass, no good. Nice rebound, Parker Toon. So now we've not seen that. Braden out top in that 2-3 matchup zone. Parker Toon catches at the wing. Bounces it out top to Reese. Mountain Grove defensively will back off Reese. He'll get it to Parker. They go inside. to Wells. Wells kicked it right back out. Now he threw it right back in. And we got a 3-second violation. Could have been a foul as well. Or,
yeah.
You know?
That 3-second call absolutely infuriates me because it's more of a bailout call. It's like I need to call something, but I'm not really sure what I need to do, so we'll just give them a 3-second.
Yes. Panthers with the basketball, and now we got a foul against Liberty. And it's going to be on Alex Toon, his second. Panther basketball, they're going to trigger it in on the baseline. Out top, here's a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Tip by Wells, picked up by Alex Toon. Alex gets it to Reese. Gavin takes it, hands it off. Oh, what a spin move by Parker. He bounces it back out top to Alex for three. Good. That was pretty slick.
That was a good spin move.
Loose basketball. Panthers turn it over. That time, Liberty got down the floor quicker on defense. Panthers tried that long pass. Eagles was able to get a piece of it. Alex Toon, he's going to get hit. He's going to be fouled. That's going to be three on Peterson. Sam Peterson.
Yep.
That will get Destin Unger back into the ballgame for Peterson. 33-23 Liberty, and the Eagles with the basketball. Alex Toon out top. Double screen on the right side. Alex rolls it over to Reese. Reese gets it back to Toon. Alex now brings it inside, taken away, and here comes the Panthers at the other end. Now to the corner, baseline, bounce pass, gives it up, front of the rim, shot up and in. Nice move by Emery. 33-25. Gavin Reese inside the well. And a jump ball. Liberty basketball. That's one of the things, you know, I use strength.
Yeah.
You know, just.
Well, and being able to recognize you don't need to catch it high, keep it high.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Alex Toon will bring it in to Reese. Reese gets it right back to Alex. Alex will back it up near the timeline. Alex looks for a move. Now he tosses into the corner. Three for Reese is good. 5 points for Gavin, his second three. Panthers kick it to the corner. Here's a three. No good. Alex Toon gets the rebound but has it knocked away underneath. Panthers go up, blocked by Wells. Here comes Parker Toon at the other end. Reverse layup. He's almost stripped of it, but back off to Mays. Shot put up, no good. Now Toon with the rebound. Puts it in, and a timeout called by Mountain Grove. 38-25. Liberty.
Kind of getting a little flurry there.
Yeah. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Come right back. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient. so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. It's Panther basketball now for the first time tonight. Liberty's going to extend their defense.
Yeah, it's kind of a different look here.
Peterson is back into the ball game for Panthers with three fouls.
Liberty on an 8-0 run, kind of smelled some blood in the water here.
Yeah,
in this third.
Panthers beat that press and get an easy bucket. Never dribble. Now the Panthers with pressure. Reese catches, gets it across, gets it back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon by the scorer's table. Brings it out top. Parker Toon shifts over to the opposite side. High post. Loose basketball, and Liberty turns it over. Panthers take it the other direction. Gardner in the corner at the wall. So Liberty basketball. Panthers, they're going again to go with the full court press. Reese throws it away. Tried to get it to Wells, and another bucket, and a foul. I don't think Gavin touched it.
No, he didn't touch it.
He went for the ball, but I don't think there was, he didn't get ball or arm. I had a perfect.
Yeah, there was.
But, I mean, it is what it is, but there was no, it's just his first. So the old-fashioned three is good.
Mountain Grove kind of answering the 8-0 run with a 5-0 run of their own.
Yeah. Yeah. Mays for three more. Off the rim, no good. Wells gets it right at the rim, goes up. Can't get it to fall, and it's a loose ball. Wells wanted a foul. Now, numbers by Panthers, no good. And Wells gets a rebound, has it knocked away. Off to Alex. Alex gets it to Parker. Parker has it. Nah, he's going to be fouled. Yeah, that's going to be four on Peterson. So checking in is Destin Unger and Brady Anderson for the Panthers. Eagles on the baseline. Gets it to Reese. Reese finds Parker Toon. Alex Toon, opposite wing. Deep three is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Gardner. 38-30, Liberty. Gardner finds Unger. He steps. Back to Unger, now off to Gardner. Catching in the corner is Unger. Tipped, loose ball, and it's going to be Liberty basketball. And Reese will be fouled. That's going to be by Estep. That's his second. Team foul number three. Liberty basketball on the sideline. And now Cooper Horning comes in, 23. Just under 3 minutes to go in the third, 38-30 Liberty. Reese turns it over. And layup, no good. Reese gets the rebound, and he's fouled. And that's going to be on a step. That's his third. Eagle basketball. And Liberty turns it over again. Shot put up, no good. Rebound, Panthers. Shot up, in, and the foul. That's going to be on Wells. Anytime you swing at it, even if you don't make contact, you're normally going to get that whistle.
Gardner with the bucket and the chance for the and one. Make it a five-point ball game. Team foul number three for Liberty. Eagles will be shooting free throws the rest of the way out. And the old-fashioned three is no good. Panthers with the rebound and another foul to the line is Estep. Gavin Reese with his second. Liberty's gotten a little sloppy here, you know.
Got a little lazy on the boards.
Well, lazy passes, and, you know, they're not moving to the ball. They're standing around. So, Estep going to shoot a couple. First one is no good. But Aiden Estep will get another. It's on the way, and it's good.
Ooh. Dangerous.
It is. I don't like, you know, throwing, I don't like throwing to a player. Parker Toon on the baseline. Wraparound pass to Mays. Alex Toon for three. Good.
You can tell that was good. As soon as you cut her loose.
Yeah.
We were right in line with that one.
Drive, pull-up jumper. No good. Wells with the rebound. Gets it to Reese. Oh, Gavin had a lane. Gavin's kind of telegraphing where he's wanting to go with the basketball, and the defense is reading it. Wells catches, gets it back to Reese. Reese out top, 41-33 in the corner to Alex Toon. Out top, Parker Toon catches. From the rim, goes up, shoots no good. He's fouled, and Parker will shoot two. Cale Gardner, his first foul. Brian Thompson's going to check in. Also, Landon Hines for Liberty. First free throw's good.
Wells and Mays come out.
Second one on the way for Parker, and he makes it. 14 on the night for Parker Toon. 43-33 Liberty. 93 seconds to go in the third. Panthers, again, get it underneath. There's nobody home. Shot up and in. Two. For Eli Golden. High post, Parker Toon. He walks. Panthers have kind of turned up the defensive intensity.
They have.
And it's
really
working.
Yeah, it's four or five turnovers here just in this quarter.
I've got Liberty now with 11.
Yep.
Panther basketball, 60 seconds to go in the third. Working outside the three-point line. Here's a three. It's no good. And a foul. It's going to be on Thompson. No. It's going to be on Hines. That's Landon's third. Eli Golden at the line. First one's no good. So Wells will come in now for Thompson. And for Mountain Grove, Unker will check in for Estep.
48 seconds to go. And the second one is good. Parker Toon gets the double team. Reese catches, gets it back to Parker. Parker back to Reese. 37 seconds on the clock. Parker will catch, brings it behind the volleyball line. Going to make a move, turns it over. Again, nobody's moving offensively for Liberty. The floater together is good for Gardner. Liberty has become flat-footed, and another turnover by Liberty. It's like they're bringing it down the floor, and they want to pass.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of it as fast, you know, as fast as it can.
And
like, just settle down, boys.
And then on the offensive side in the half court, nobody's moving. Nobody. 5-point ball game. Panthers. Peterson for three. It's blocked by Reese. It'll stay with the Panthers. 5 seconds to go in the third. Caught, drive, scoop shot, good. Nice move by Gardner. And the Panthers got it to three, and Cale Gardner, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points for Cale Gardner in the third. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the fourth. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Headed to the game, the anchor is open. Headed home from the game, the anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Welcome back. Panthers with the basketball to start the fourth. A step, Peterson to Gardner, back to a step. Inside, up, no good. Reese with the rebound, gets it to Toon. Toon looks to attack. Gives it up to Wells. Wells to Reese, off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon finds Gavin Reese in the corner. Parker Toon. Back to Gavin Reese. Reese. Back to Parker. Now Alex will catch. Alex behind the volleyball line near the half court. 7 minutes to go. Alex looks to make a move. He'll dish it to Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese is going to take it up and in. There you go. Gavin Reese now with 10 points. Panthers long pass down the floor. They get it to Peterson. Peterson inside. Gets the bucket. He's got 6. Reese splits 2 defenders. Gets it to Toon. Toon walks. No, they're going to call a foul on the floor. All right. Well, you know. Some goes our way, some goes the other. Fouls on Eli Golden. But that was a walk. Eagle basketball. Alex Toon will toss it in on the baseline. 6:30 to go. 45-42 Liberty. Gets it to Reese. Reese in the corner.
gets it to Parker. Back to Alex Kuhn out top.
All five Liberty players outside the three line.
Yeah. Well, right now, Mount Grove is really paying no attention to Wells when he comes out top. I think they want that. Alex Kuhn turns it over. Panthers at the other end. Shot up and in. It's good for Peterson.
1 point ball game.
45-44. And Liberty turns it over on a lazy pass. And the Panthers have the lead. Again, Liberty just like, they don't know what to do with this press. Parker Kuhn with it. Takes it up, feeds it to Wells. Wells gets in for two. And a reach-in foul on Alex Kuhn, his third. Team foul number one, 47-46, Liberty. Now the crowd's gotten into it. And a timeout, Mountain Grove. 5:22 to go, 1 point ball game. We'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999. Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Yeah, welcome back. Panthers turn it over. Liberty now. Gavin Reese at the wing. 5 minutes to go. 1 point ball game. 47-46 Liberty. Reese takes it in. Gets it to Wells. 8-footer. No good. Mays gets the rebound. Picked up by Parker Kuhn. Parker Kuhn goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Now, who's the foul on?
That is Cale Gardner.
His second. Parker Kuhn at the line. Friday night basketball. SCA conference basketball. First one is good. Second free throw is on the way. It is up, and it's no good. Two-point ball game, 48-46 Liberty. Panthers bring it down the floor with the steps. Gets it to Peterson. Peterson will find Golden. Skip pass, back out, Gardner. Gardner's had the hot hand for the Panthers. Guarded by Alex Kuhn. High post Peterson back into the corner. Here's a three. Hits the rim. No good. Loose ball, but it's picked up by the Panthers. Jumper good by Emery. And we are tied up 48-48. And another turnover. The press works. Panthers go up by two. Again, Liberty wants to bring it across. They get it to Parker at the wing. Parker to Reese. Alex Kuhn catches. 50-48, Mountain Grove. Panther fans, Pet Club start to get into it. I don't think Liberty has any cheerleaders, do they?
No, not here.
Parker Kuhn on the baseline.
throws it out to Alex Toon for three. It's blocked, picked up by the Panthers. Panthers with a chance to stretch their lead. 3:15 to go in the ballgame. And they feed it inside. And there's a shot, no good. Rebound, Reese. Reese to Mays. Alex Toon. Gavin Reese. Parker Toon for three. Shoots, he's fouled. He'll shoot three from the line. And that's going to be three on K.O. Gardner. clock is stopped. Yeah, this is as sloppy as we've seen Liberty with the basketball. You credit Mountain Grove with their press. And first one's in and out, no good. So Parker will get two more cracks at it. Misses the second one. So Parker now has missed three in a row. At what point does it creep into your head?
After two.
Third free throw on the way by Parker to make it a one-point ball game. And he does. Mountain Grove, 2:52 to go. Peterson, Gardner, he walks. Clock is stopped. Liberty basketball. They'll bring it in right at the bench of the Panthers. Alex Toon. At timeline. See, nobody's moving.
No.
Nobody. Parker.
They're trying to isolate Parker on the other side.
And they get it inside to Mays. Mays misses the shot. Panthers take it the other direction. Peterson catches. Now he's going to take it in. Blocked out of bounds by Wells and stay with Mountain Grove. 2:12 to go, 50-49, Mountain Grove. Liberty's led most of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then the turnover fest started in halfway through the third, and Liberty just cannot shake it. Good defense by the Panthers. Got the Liberty Eagles frustrated. Panthers now spreading it out. Inside, shot up. No good. Rebound. Liberty's going to get hit with the foul.
Great Wells.
Yep, his four. So that's four on Wells. 1:55 to go. 50-49. Panthers, and it's Panther basketball on the baseline. Out top to Emery. Golden will catch. Golden gives it up to his step. Back out top. Reset with Golden. Jump ball, possession arrow, Liberty. Panther turnover. 96 seconds to go. Panthers hanging on to the lead, 50-49. Alex Toon takes it down to the corner, brings it out top to Parker. Parker with the drive, goes up and in for two. Liberty by one. 75 seconds to go. Panthers with the basketball. The floater goes up, no good. Rebound. Panthers, and the rebound is going to be taken. No, it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Mountain Grove. So I think we're going to have a timeout. We do. Timeout, Mountain Grove. 51-50, Liberty. 66 seconds to go. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Come right back. It's Eagle Basketball. On the box.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We're ready. Yeah. And welcome back. 51-50 Liberty. Panthers with the basketball on their end of the floor at the baseline. They get it. Oh, that was a walk, no call. A step. Peterson back to a step. Or Unger, excuse me. Unger. Oh, that's a walk. That's a walk. That's a walk. So Liberty basketball, 54 seconds to go. Now here comes pressure. Now Liberty's going to leave Parker back here. There he
is. Let's go.
Yeah, dribble. I know. I don't know what they're waiting for. Timeout. I don't know what Gavin is waiting for. Catch it and go. I mean, if you get an offensive charge, I'll applaud it.
Absolutely. But I mean, you know, this is going on. The second full quarter of this pressure.
Yeah, we're catching it and we're waiting. We're catching it and going, okay, come to us, you know, instead of...
It's like we were talking, the only way you can beat a press is to attack it.
Right.
And shoot layups on the other end.
Yeah, we're catching it and we're either...
We're looking
to pass it to somebody, or we're waiting to see where the pressure is going to come from.
And the pressure doesn't even have to come because we're not making them have to adjust. They're not having to move.
No, we're
just throwing it back. We're not advancing the ball at the floor at all. We're making four passes, and it still hasn't even got to the free throw line.
Exactly. So maybe have Gavin inbound it to Parker, you know, and have your outlet as Alex and let Gavin trail. That way, if there's double teams, you got Gavin, you can, you know, then you got a little give and go there. And Gavin's going to inbound. Parker and Alex is in the backcourt. All right, they get it to Gavin. Now they get it to Parker. Reese catches. Now you're going to have pressure coming at you now, and there's a reach-in foul that's going to be on Gardner. That's his fourth. Team foul number four. So Liberty basketball. Cooper Horning comes in. Also, Brady Anderson checks in. <coughs> 34 seconds. 1 point ball game. Liberty with the lead and the basketball. They get it to Hines. Hines right back to Reese. Reese gets it to Alex Toon. Alex back to Reese. Hines. And Hines is fouled with 22 seconds.
Let's go put him at the line.
So Landon will shoot two. Well, Landon, what kind of free throw shooter are you?
Knock him down.
Shooting two. Foul was on Emery, and that's his third. So now we got some substituting going on. But Mount Grove
They can't substitute till the second shot.
Yeah. So Landon Hines has not scored in this ballgame. Feeling the pressure, and he makes the first one. Clock has stopped with 22 seconds. This is a big free throw right here because this makes it a three-point game, full possession. Second one is good. Now, Hines come out. Mays checks in. 22 seconds. 53-50. Liberty. Out top, it's Gardner. Gardner. They work it
to the corner.
Step. Gardner. Peterson for three. In and out. No good. Panthers with the rebound. Three at the buzzer. No good. Liberty. Escape. The Panthers. 53-50, but these two teams, they'll be part two. That's going to be coming up on the 28th, I think. Yeah, the 28th. These two teams will play again in the Panther Classic. 53-50, your final. Liberty gets the win, and they're 1-0 in conference play, and 8-5 overall. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and go through scoring. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 2180321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
City. Save money on your next oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Part City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
All right, welcome back. Liberty gets the win, 53-50 at Mountain Grove tonight. Going through the scoring for Mountain Grove, Brody Emery had 8. Cale Gardner led all scores with 26. Aiden Estep had 3. Eli Golden with 3. And Sam Peterson had 8. J.P. Dickey with 2. For Liberty, they were led by Parker Toon. He had 18. Alex Toon, 14. Kevin Reese, 10. And then things slid way off. Landon Hines, 2. Braden Mays, 3. Drayton Wells with 6. Liberty was outscored in the second half, 27-23. But it was a good first half that kind of carried Liberty through. Panthers took the lead late, you know, in the fourth. But again, I'm just going to say Russ not playing because Liberty really looked horrible. They played well enough to get beat tonight.
Yeah, they were very timid but efficient in the first half.
Yeah.
And in the second half, the timidness, there was no
lazy.
I am attributing to the 2-week layoff.
Yeah.
But since Mountain Grove turned the pressure up there in the second half, Liberty just kind of fell apart in the backcourt. I mean, we went from 6 turnovers at the half.
Oh boy,
to 17 turnovers.
Yeah,
We had like eight turnovers in the third quarter.
We had 5 turnovers in a row.
Yeah, never got a shot off.
Turned it over 5 times in a row, and that can be disastrous. But it was not.
No, we were able to kind of
right the ship and
weather the storm
and knock the free throws down at the end to kind of seal it up.
53-50, your final, Liberty with the win. And up next for the Liberty Eagles, I believe, is Eminence,
yep. Yeah, Eminence and Alton next week.
And, boys, you better pack your lunch for the Red Wings.
Yep.
Because Eminence has as good a five as anybody we play.
Yeah.
And they've got some players, you know, Rich is going to be a problem for Liberty.
Yes, Eddie Rich and Drew Foster both bring an equally unpleasant ball game matchup for Liberty.
Yes, right. So that's that'll be interesting. But got a little time to work on things, kind of get their mojo back. And I mean, it's a winnable game. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
But we're
going to have to play a lot better than we played tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. You can't play like tonight and think you're going to get a win over MS.
No.
You play like you did tonight against Eminence, you're going to get beat by 20.
Yeah.
That's just plain and simple fact. But tonight, the Eagles get the win, 53-50. For Tyler Chowning, I'm Gary Lee, and Dylan back at the studio. God bless, good night. Have a great weekend, folks. It's